CRTV News with Ngu Henry. The main points. The 2024 edition of the Operation Civic and Patriotic Back to School in the Northwest region will be officially closed by the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Futsu, in Bamenda this Saturday. A former Minister of Finance in Eritrea, known to be a fierce critic of the country's president, has died in prison. The Amadou Ahidjo Stadium in Yaoundé has been chosen to host the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon's first 2025 Africa Cup of Nations qualifier against Namibia on the 7th of September. The President of the Republic, Paul Biya, in the company of the First Lady, is back in the country after a month-long official visit to Europe on the invitation of the French President Emmanuel Macron. The presidential couple, Paul and Chantal Biya, arrived at the Simalek International Airport yesterday and were received by CPDM supporters and some close aides of the president, notably the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Chief Dr. Joseph Diongouti, and the Minister of State, Secretary General at the Presidency, Ferdinand Gongo. President Paul Biya's mission abroad was marked by his participation at the Paris Olympic Games and the 80th anniversary of the Allied landings in Provence, plus two high-profile audiences with French President Emmanuel Macron and former President Nicolas Sarkozy. Unity Palace correspondent Amikeng Edward revisits the high points of the arrival of President Paul Biya back home.
As it was at the Simalek International Airport last July 24, when the presidential couple took off for Paris, France, on the invitation of the French President Emmanuel Macron, so it was again this Friday, August 23, amid the usual pomp and fanfare and in the presence of some very important state dignitaries, to grant the President of the Republic and the First Lady a sumptuous red carpet reception back home. President Paul Biya is returning home 1 month after an official mission to France for the official opening ceremony of the 2024 Paris Olympic Games, attended by scores of world leaders. A few days later, precisely on August 15, the head of state, President Paul Biya, was guest of honor at the 80th anniversary of the Allied landings in Provence, during which he delivered an incisive speech challenging world leaders to consider solidarity and peace as key values to hand down to posterity. In fact, two separate events that added to the high esteem for President Paul Biya amongst his peers and the relevance that he enjoys on the international scene. This, of course, explains the electrifying moment that characterized the arrival of the presidential couple, Paul and Chantal Biya, at the Simalek International Airport, with patriotic songs of joy and extollation from CPDM party supporters and traditional dance groups, plus the conspicuous presence of President Paul Biya's close aides, notably the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Chief Dr. Diongouti Joseph, the Minister of State, Secretary General of the Presidency, Ferdinand Ngongo, and the Minister, Director of the Civil Cabinet, Samuel Vondoayulu. The brief exchange of civilities, the smiles, and the body language at the foot of the plane could only speak of a very successful mission abroad with huge economic and diplomatic gains for Cameroon, judging from the summit encounter with his French counterpart Emmanuel Macron and the audience that President Paul Biya granted the former French President Nicolas Sarkozy to discuss business. After observing protocol civilities, the presidential motorcade hit the route for the Unity Palace, passing through the presidential corridors where clusters of Yaoundé city dwellers positioned themselves to pay their allegiance to the President of the Republic and his spouse, who both drove into the Unity Palace with visible signs of satisfaction for a mission well accomplished.
The Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Futsu, will this Saturday in Bamenda, Northwest Region, preside over the third phase of the National Mass Education Caravan, which will crisscross the littoral, northwest, west, and southwest regions under the theme Youth, Civic Commitment, and Economic Patriotism for healthy, educational, productive, and meaningful school holidays. The closing of the 2024 edition of the Operation Civic and Patriotic Back to School 2024-2025, Minister Mununa Futsu will also hand over installation materials and equipment to young beneficiaries of the three-year special youth plan, as well as biometric youth cards to youths in the Northwest region. Officials of the Ministry of Public Works have taken part in a workshop aimed at presenting a road maintenance technique using cold mixed asphalts. The technique, which is said to be cost effective, could boost road rehabilitation efforts in the country. Here is Mr. Jean-Ba Zakshiri with details on how the technique functions. He spoke to Patience Wingo.
I thought about what you call in English cold asphalt. It is used to repair potholes on the road, and it has many advantages because you don't have to heat the bituminous. You can use it in environmental temperature. Then you can use it in a small quantity. It can be used, it is easy to use. You can just train everybody to use it. It is so easy. It's cheaper because the composition of emulsion, you have only 65% of bituminous. The rest, 35% is water, which is...
An official of the Ministry of Public Works, Jean-Ba Zakshiri, talking to Patience Wingo. Cameroon has been described as an important carbon reservoir in Central Africa, with an estimate 4 million gigagrams of carbon dioxide sequestration that can contribute towards stabilizing the global climate. The information was made known in Bankomo on the outskirts of Yaoundé yesterday during a workshop to present the carbon balance of three agroecological zones in the country, organized by the National Observatory on Climate Change. George Mwam reports.
The data on Cameroon's carbon balance is a key determinant in enabling the country to position itself in the carbon market in line with dispositions of the Paris Agreement. The report estimates the emission and absorption of greenhouse gases in the agricultural, forestry, and other land use sectors in the Sudano-Sahelian, the Upper Guinea Savannah, and the Western Highlands ecological zones of Cameroon. According to the board chair of the National Observatory on Climate Change, Eno Peter Ayuk, results of the study will serve as a bargaining tool for Cameroon at the international level and constitute a basis for climate financing and emissions trading.
The carbon document that you have can be used to trade. That's what we call in environmental management carbon shift or economic shift. You may use it to pay your debts. You can use it to sell your carbon credits to the international market or for the big polluters.
The findings indicate that the Sudano-Sahelian zone tops the emissions chart with an estimated 41,817 gigagrams of carbon dioxide and its equivalents, blamed on the high intensity of grazing activities, while the Adamawa region comes first on the emissions absorption table. To further boost its carbon sequestration potential, the report suggests that the state puts in place a regulatory framework for the carbon market, elaborates a national carbon register while reducing the use of chemical fertilizers and embarking on tree planting and reforestation.
George Mwam, CRTV News. Out of the country, a former minister of finance in Eritrea, known to be a fierce critic of the country's president, has died in prison. The 79-year-old Bahene Abretri was Eritrea's longest-serving minister of finance, but was removed from his role in 2012 following clashes with President Isaias Afwerki. In sports, the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium in Yaoundé has been chosen to host the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon's first 2025 Africa Cup of Nations qualifier against Namibia on the 7th of September 2024. This was one of the decisions taken yesterday during a preparatory meeting in Yaoundé ahead of the two 2005 AFCON qualifiers to pit the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon against Namibia on the 7th and against on the 7th of September and against Zimbabwe in Kampala, Uganda, on the 10th of September. Ben Collins Nyeberiwo reports.
After a presentation of the present state of the Japuma Stadium in Douala by the administrator of the National Office for Sports Infrastructure, ONYES, Felix Ewani, it was unanimously agreed that the venue can no longer host the Cameroon versus Namibia clash in a preparatory meeting ahead of two Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers to pit Cameroon against Namibia on the 7th of September in Yaoundé and against Zimbabwe on September 10 in Kampala. Officials of the Cameroon Football Federation, after failing to impose a venue, walked out of the meeting. After the Japuma Stadium, they proposed the Rumdiaja facility in Garoua. But the administrator of ONYES, Felix Ewani, said they needed time to evaluate how ready it can be for the game. Professor Prosper Nkuvondo, who sat in for the FA president, disclosed that a video conference had taken place between officials of FECAFOOT, CAF, and those of the Namibian Football Federation, and that Garoua has been chosen as the host town of the next match of the Indomitable Lions. But the president of the National Olympic and Sports Committee of Cameroon, Hamad Kalkaba Malboum, reminded Professor Nkuvondo that in sports governance, the different parties are always consulted before a final decision is taken. That was when they walked out of the meeting that was presided over by the Minister of Sports and Physical Education, Narcisse Moelekombi. The sports boss, who thanked the head coach of the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon, Mark Brice, and other members of his staff for braving through the odds to produce positive results, also called for concerted action ahead of the two upcoming matches of the flagship team of Cameroon. Many frowned at the action of FECAFOOT officials. Amongst them, the representative from the General Directorate of External Research, who said that according to preliminary findings, while Cameroonians of goodwill are praying for the success of the Indomitable Lions, others want them to fail. He said that something needs to be done. The meeting ended with the different partners, apart from FECAFOOT, determined to ensure that success is recorded at all levels.
Ben Collins, Nyeberiwo, CRTV News.